to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Patrick Kelly.
Hey, produce people, welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly. As always, I am honored to be here coming to you live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Today is August 29th, 2022, and we are a week away from Labor Day and a week out from the Indianapolis Fruit Company's Indie Showcase in Indianapolis, Indiana, where we recorded this session live and in the showcase floor. Now, this was Indie Fruit's 31st annual showcase. They are bringing product innovation, education, and all-around fun to the showcase floor here in Indy. Now, today, we've got a few special guests from the showroom floor. We are going to be accompanied by Ross Nelson, our co-host and choice sponsor, as well as a few other vendors and customers that are exhibiting here in Indianapolis. Now, just a couple announcements before we get started today. September is right around the corner, everyone. We've got a lot of travel and a lot of fun that we're going to be showcasing. Now, September 22nd through the 25th, we have Southeast Produce Council Southern Innovations in Nashville, Tennessee, as well as traveling to our choice sponsor, Sevren, to check out their packaging facility and see some of their BioAble Solutions packaging, everyone. Now, without further ado, let's go ahead and get this episode started. Let's get Ross Nelson on the line today, sitting right next to me, co-hosting this episode, and start to talk to some of these dynamite vendors and customers that are here in the produce and supply chain industry. Hey, Ross, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Patrick. I'm glad you could be here in Indianapolis, live at our trade show showcase.
Yeah, man, I appreciate the invite out to Indianapolis. Love coming to Indy. Love walking the streets. Heck, we were on a bird earlier, just kind of scooting around the streets. The weather's been nice. The fruit has been great here. And again, just a crowded event, talking all things Indy fruit.
Yeah, we've got a packed trade show here, a lot going on. A lot of vendors here. Love all the customer support here today. We had some great education sessions this morning, and now we've got a very busy trade show.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we started yesterday. We had the panel discussion with some retailers, with some grower, packer, shippers. We were talking about labor. We were talking about inflation. We're talking about all the things that we don't want to talk about in our day-to-day business, but we have to. We have to keep it relevant to what's happening today, and that's what Indy Fruit's doing, making sure that their customers know, making sure that their vendors know, and bringing that supply chain together. So that was last night. Then we moved into this morning. We had the education session. Heck, I saw yours. There was a floral one, a merchandising, marketing, and all types of things to help sell more produce.
Yeah, the education was really good. A lot of good feedback on that. A lot of customers, even, you know, young to experienced, got a lot of value out of that. And that's what we're trying to do. Always stay relevant, add a lot of value for our customers, and be out there in the forefront.
That's obviously a tough thing to do, obviously, with so many companies out there. You got to stay relevant, everybody. Now, today, we're going to be bringing a few people to the podcast from the showcase. We're going to snatch a few people that are walking by. We're going to get their opinions of what's happening in the market, what's happening maybe with their retail location, or if they're a grower, packer, shipper in the marketplace. So, who can we see that's going to be coming on the show today here, Ross?
I don't know. I got to keep some things relevant and up my sleeve until I can get them over here. So we'll get some good content. Don't worry. I'm going to recruit and bring them over.
Yeah, man, I agree with that. Earlier this week, like I said, we recorded this last week. So we tried the grapery grapes, everyone. So you have to check that out on YouTube. Each Dads of Produce had a different item of which one was their favorite, from the gumdrop to the teardrop to the
cotton candy
drop and to the cotton candy. Everything was different, everyone. So you definitely have to check that out and check out what we have going on. You know, Ross, I say we get our first interview started and surprise our listeners with
our
first guest.
Let me go grab our first guest.
All right, everyone, we're back, and we have our first guest, Danny Corsar, one of the OGs of Indie Fruit Company. Now, it was an easy spot for Ross to grab him on this trade showroom floor. He's checking out all the produce, and he's having all types of fun. So, Danny, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Patrick. Enjoy being here and enjoying you coming and joining the fun with us and the festivities.
That's what it's about, is having fun. When I first met you, you were stacking boxes in the warehouse. You were trying to stay out of trouble is what you told me. And again, it seems like you've been having fun your entire career. This Indie Showcase, as your son mentioned, is the 31st, you know, annual showcase. You know, where did this concept come from, and how did you start the beginning of all this, you know, just having fun together with the community?
Our first showcase, we had 72. It was actually a golf outing. And we started with 72 participants. And after we had the golf outing, we had suppliers and customers come in, and they said, look, we'd like a little bit more. So the next year, we did our trade show as they were registering for the golf outing. We had all these tables set up, and the guys, once they got done working their table, they went out and played golf. So it's continued to grow to where it is today. I think we've got, I don't know how many booths we have, but we had attendance of well over 300 today, representatives from all over the country, which is really great to see how it's grown and flourished.
That's amazing. Over 300 companies, 300 people representing all of these companies in the produce and supply chain industry. What started out was just a small, fun golf outing, turning into something as big as the Indie Showcase. And again, what I like about this is, when I came in, it's just a row of produce. Everyone, I'm telling you, this is like a produce department on crack. I mean, seriously, you should see all the fresh produce that's here. And it gives you a real glimpse of what your produce department can look like too, right, Danny?
Well, the main thing with our business, as in any business, is we have to differentiate, help our customers differentiate themselves from their competitors. You've got to have the best quality. And the best way to showcase that is to have your people sample it. You can go to any booth here and be able to try some of the nicest, best, juiciest, freshest produce that's being sold in the United States.
Heck, he said it. Fresh is the best. As Dan the Produce Man says, it's always best when you get it fresh. So, Danny, out of all this produce here, what's your number one go-to on a weekly basis when you're snacking on produce items, man?
Well, I'll tell you what, my go-to is watermelon. I can eat watermelon year-round, and I spend a lot of my winters now down in Florida. And, but I can't get a good Indiana melon. I found some great Guatemalan melons. So we're getting product all over the world now, and people are really loving being able to enjoy some nice, fresh, quality produce.
Great choice with the watermelons. Well, Danny, I appreciate you coming on, and we'll see you out on the showroom floor.
Thank you very much, Patrick, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, everyone, that was Danny Corsaro, one of the OGs of Indie Fruit Company. Now, we had Ross running around the trade showroom floor. He brought back Kevin Steiner of Sage Organics, everyone. Now, I've ran into Sage a couple times at trade shows on the golf course and more. So Kevin was in one of the sessions last night. We ran into each other, said hello, and now he is joining for his first cameo on the podcast. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate you having me on. Yes, this is my first time ever on the Produce Podcast. I am super excited. And as Patrick said, I work for Sage Fruit Company. We're a full line of conventional apples, pears, cherries, and apricots based in Yakima, Washington.
I love it, man. And, you know, I've had some of your apples. I was at a showcase for Piggly Wiggly a few months back. One of your counterparts was there. I kept going over his booth, grabbing some apples and eating some apples while enjoying our orange juice that we had. So I know of the company. I've seen your product also in the Pig as well, inside their cooler. I did a video one time. I was like, hey, look, I know this brand. I know this product. So you're around. We know you guys are relevant. How are you liking the Indie Showcase so far?
This has been a great show. It's our first time back since 2018. They had a delay since COVID. They didn't have a show in 2019. And this show is really special to me because Indie Fruit is one of the first customers I called on when I started in the produce industry back in 2004. So it's been great to see a lot of old friends, some of the former owners like Danny Corsaro's here. So it's been a wonderful experience and a great environment here in downtown Indy.
Oh, you gotta admit it. The downtown environment is fun. We're right next to Lucas Oil Stadium. We were right next to the Pacers Arena. I think it's really cool when these large cities are like hometowns too. You know what I mean?
That's the great thing about Indy. Everything's walkable, everything's close, and where we are sitting right now is very close to where the Rolling Stones played in this very building right before the Super Bowl at Lucas Oil.
Oh, boy, a little history right there from Indianapolis, Indiana. So, Kevin, we got to ask you, and no political answers at all because of, you know, the company you work for. But talk to us, man, before we jump off the line. What is your go-to snackable fruit or veggie, bro?
Well, I have to say apples, right? So it really depends upon the season. I do eat quite a few apples, but a couple of the other things I really enjoy eating, we usually have grapes at home. We also fill our fridge with berries. When I travel, I'll take clementines with me as well. And I love the sumos too. So I kind of bounce around a little bit. And even within like the apple category, at different times of the year, I'll eat different varieties of apples because their flavor profile is, in my opinion, better at certain times of the year.
I like it. Yeah, different profiles, different times of the year, different seasons. He talked about the decoupon. I'm a huge citrus fan as well, so I love the answers. Hey, Kevin, I love having you on the show, and we'll see you around the showcase.
Thanks so much, Patrick.
It's always great to hear from another dynamic produce company here in Indianapolis, Indiana. Now, our next guest that Ross went and grabbed from the showcase floor, they're a berry producer. They've got strawberries, they've got blueberries, they've got raspberries, and my daughter prefers their berries over a lot of the others. Now, when new crops come in Florida and Mexico and offshore, we'll talk about those. But guess what? We got Steve Treaty here. He was a panelist at the Indy Fruit Showcase. The world of knowledge. I've heard a lot of great stories from Steve, and just glad to have you here on the podcast with us live.
Hey, thanks, Patrick. It's great to be here. The energy in this room is unbelievable, and we're here at the show. But I need to check back here because I think we left out blackberries, and I don't want to leave out blackberries. It's my favorite fruit at Driscoll's. They're actually the best snacking fruit right now in season, and I want to give a shout out for our blackberries.
Shout out to the blackberries. I did not say that. I'll be real with you. I'm not a huge blackberry fan. Maybe it's just because I don't know how to buy them. You know, a lot of times you get intimidated by produce. You look at a mango and you're like, how the frick am I going to cut this? Like, you look at a dragon fruit and you're like, is this thing going to eat me? You know, you remember that movie, it was that horror show with the plant. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was with
Little Shop of Horrors.
The Little Shop of Horrors. Is the plant going to eat me, everyone? I will have an axe ready to cut that dragon fruit up. But it's, you know, it's so true. Us, even as produce people, sometimes we don't know what we don't know. Right, Steve?
That's right. But, you know, that's one of the reasons that Driscoll's actually got into the blackberry business was because we knew that we would develop varieties that people didn't have to worry about when they picked up our yellow label and now our sweet dispatch labels. These are all the time sweet, and we completely revamp the varieties year over year so they get sweeter every year.
You hear that, everyone? They're getting sweeter with age.
Just like me.
Steve thinks it's okay, everyone. You know, so Steve, what do you think? I mean, this is my Indie Fruit Showcase. It's my first time being here. What do you think? The show floor is packed, everyone. You can hear it in the background. How's the show going for you so far?
Well, we always enjoy a great following, but I'm most interested in this because I grew up the son of an independent retailer, and of course that was many years ago, and these are retail shows here, or this retail people that are here are all independent grocers. They're here. They're excited about produce. There's a plethora of really great companies here. And everybody's showing their best stuff. And I think there's a lot of excitement, people walking away.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of good food to try. Yeah, you know, Daniel Corsaro was saying earlier that it's about sampling, it's about trying new things, and it's about feeling and touching that produce, getting it into your stores, figuring out what you want, figuring out how to advertise, merchandise, and overall create a good profit for your department. Right, Steve?
That's the way it goes. And I grew up a produce manager, and it's really fun to talk to the people that are here as well. They come and they want to know about the fruit. They want to know how to merchandise it. They want to know what consumers to point to and merchandise to. And so it's a good show all around, and I think a lot of the vendors here are enjoying the same success we are.
I agree. Now, I got to ask a non-political answer because I know you love berries. We already know you do. It's like asking my daughter if she loves berries. She's just going to say, she's not going to say anything. She's going to put them in her mouth. She's going to eat them. So snackable items, things that you're go-to for the week. What's your go-to item just to grab for a snack on the road?
I'm a big blueberry fan and have been. I've tried to grow blueberries at home, and I have failed. So I buy Driscoll's and because I know I'm getting good stuff.
So he's a blueberry fanatic. He'll take his cup of blues wherever he goes. Probably puts on some blues music. He's got a blues overall type of day. He gets his 7 to 8 servings in, everyone. Well, Steve, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I'll see you around the showroom floor.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
Well, everyone, Ross picked a good interview there. Driscoll's is making the way with berries and many other items in product innovation. And obviously, Steve loves his blues every single day, day in and day out. So right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear from our sponsors. Then when we come back, we are going to be talking to another panelist, Jerry Kohler of Rhizebeck's Markets. We are going to talk all things fun. He had a lot of great comments the other night about which type of customer you are. So stay tuned, and we'll have Jerry right when we get back.
Discover orchard freshness on Amazon Fresh with Arctic Apple Slices. Arctic Apple stays orchard fresh longer than other prepackaged, pre-sliced apples. This means less waste and no more half-eaten apples. Plus, you'll love the undeniable freshly picked flavor. Arctic Apple Slices are available in convenient grab-and-go bags in both Arctic Golden or Arctic Granny varieties in select markets on Amazon Fresh. Packable, snackable, 100% irresistible.
Are you ready to enhance your skills? Every day we are tasked to make fast, effective decisions to keep up with the fast-paced produce industry. At Ag Tools, we take the pressure off of gathering data to help make your day easier and more enjoyable. Connecting the supply chain with Ag Tools is unique, practical, and easy. Ag Tools can be used from multiple angles of the produce industry, from farmers all the way to logistics companies. We call that 360-degree decision-making day after day. Visit us at www.agtechtools.com to gain more reliable and relevant data to see more, achieve more. And now, back to our show. Hey, Jerry, welcome to the show today.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
You know, last night, being able to host the panel with you, had a good time, learned a little bit about you. We connected a few times via eye contact, and I realized some of the things you were saying were just right in line, and a lot of the audience connected with, you know, how you talked about the customer, identifying the customer, and realizing how to keep that customer coming back for more.
Yes, that's the whole essence of our business, is to get repeat sales. And basically, we want to have the best of quality. When a customer takes home the product, when they go to use it, it still has that great taste in it, and it still has the ability to attract that customer. So next time when she comes back to the store, she's going to want to buy the strawberry or an orange or an apple and keep coming back more and more and more.
And it's about quality too, right? I mean, you talked about quality last night. You said to it, you go, listen, if you're going to be the Walmart shopper, you're going to be the Walmart shopper. And guess what? You're probably not going to care about quality. I told you when I was up there, I shop at Walmart. My wife shops every week at Walmart, but do you think it's for produce? No. It's for the items that you use every week. Paper towels, right? Toilet paper, Kleenex, technically all the things you can just get off Amazon. And then what did I say? But then I go into the store to go get my produce. I go talk to Steve, the produce manager. Like I said, I'm not sure he likes me coming in too often, but I'm always like, hey, what do you got? What's happening here? Do you know about these items? Hey, are you guys carrying this? Hey, when are you going to get those cosmic crisps and so on, right?
Yeah, in our business, produce changes daily. It changes seasonally. Every four seasons, it rotates through, basically, on what we carry. This time of the year, we're into stone fruit. We try to sell you a peach, and when you take the bite into it, you need a bib on because the juice just drips right down your whole shirt. And we wouldn't want your shirt to get stained or dirty. That's why we would give you a bib with every peach we sell you, just so you have that bib there to protect you. That's what we're all about. We want something when you bite into that strawberry, it's got that sugar content. We call them bricks in the industry, but basically we're looking for good sugar content. When you go to make a stuffed green pepper, we want it to have nice big walls on the outside and a nice big pepper that you can fill with that rice and ground beef mixture you're making so that it turns out to be very good. And we don't want it to break apart as you're cooking it.
That's the truth there. You're talking some language over here. So Jerry, talk to us about your stores or your marketplaces. You know, where and when do you encompass? You know, if these listeners are thinking about your organization, they're in Indianapolis or the surrounding area, where can you find your stores?
Our stores are basically located in southeast Ohio, called the Ohio Valley. And basically we've got 17 stores, 3 in West Virginia, and 14 stores in the state of Ohio. We're in coal mining country. We're in the meat and potato business, okay? That's what our customers like to eat, okay? It's not a fancy place. It's just normal, everyday, down-to-earth customers who want to shop, but they want to get value for what they're shopping for, and that's what we offer at Respects every day.
I like it. I like it. The meat and potatoes, that's what I talk about all the time, trying to get the generation of meat and potatoes to have some greens, some Brussels sprouts, some asparagus, some green beans, some of that extra fun on your plate. I'm glad you brought that up because there is produce for every type of person, everyone. So, Jerry, I got to ask you, what is your go-to snack for a produce item if you're just grabbing a weekly snack?
For me, I go to the raspberries. I like to get a little 6-ounce package of raspberries out, and I like to get a little heavy cream and mix the raspberries with the heavy cream, and it's like a delicacy to me, and it's fantastic. You should try it.
That's a new recipe that I have not heard. Well, Jerry, I appreciate your insight, all your knowledge, and everything you bring to the produce and supply chain industry, and we'll see you out on the showroom floor.
Thank you so much for having me.
A world full of knowledge from Jerry Kohler. Now, I'll tell you, on the panel last night, he was knocking him out of the park, answered a lot of good questions, talking a lot of great things. So always appreciate good knowledge of subject matter experts in the produce and supply chain industry. Now, next, as Ross was walking around, he was like, you got to get Woodman's on. You got to get Kevin on. And Kevin's over here in the background like, I'm good. You see, he's doing the no shake. He's like, I'm good, man. Don't bring me on. And I'm like, listen, it'll be fun. We'll play your favorite song. We'll have a good time. And he was like, all right. This might be my podcast. So, everyone, we have Kevin Kruger here on the line with me.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. So the Indie Fruit Showcase, you're walking the floor. You're seeing all these produce items. That's what it's about, man. I was telling someone earlier, this is like the produce department on crack, right? We get to see everything, and it's like its freshest, natural form, and then we get to kind of pick what we want to eat, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a good way for us to see what all the shippers have, you know, new products, things that might work in our store. You know, it's a good experience to see all the new stuff out there.
Can you believe some of the stuff, though? I mean, like, right across from us, let's take a look. It's like, we got the Brussels sprout Christmas tree over here, man, right?
The Brussels sprout stocks,
look
yep.
at that. It's amazing.
Beautiful.
I mean, what a way to sell items. You look across, you got Greenfield, you got tomatoes over here. You go across the fruit world, you get so many different items that you can see that you might not see on a regular basis. Heck, I'm sitting here with Grapery grapes on our table and Driscoll's strawberries, and we actually tried some of these grapes today. Teardrops, gumdrops, never tried them before.
Absolutely. Well, and that's another nice thing, you know, about Indie Fruit is the selection that they have is, you know, bar none. They got a ton of things to choose from, you know, all demographics. They're always up to date on new products. For me, tropicals is a big upswing category, and they just do a fantastic job with it. You know, the stuff is always fresh. They're constantly bringing in new items to try, and you know, and we give it a shot. We see what works and what doesn't, and the customers seem to really be liking, you know, the variety of stuff that we're selling at our stores.
Well, they have over 3,000 different items that they house in the warehouse. I was on a tour the other day with Driscoll's. We were walking the warehouse, and they had everything staged for Sunday night deliveries. And I did a video of it because it was amazing how much was staged and how many different grocery stores it was going to. You know, one person would think, wait a minute, aren't they doing truckloads of just one store? It doesn't always work like that. Each store might get a pallet here, a pallet there, with different items. And heck, you probably order a couple days a week, wouldn't you say?
Yes, we get deliveries 3 times a week. If you were there Sunday, you probably saw some of my stuff staged there. Woodman's, we're a pretty big store. We do a lot of volume, so it's probably between 3 to 4 of our stores fills up one of those trucks. So that's where companies like Indie Fruit love to have a company like Woodman's on their side, because we push volume, and you know, that's how we make our money. We market up a little, but we sell a lot. So we're not out there trying to gouge the customer. We're trying to give them the best prices possible, and it works great for both of us, because the volume we do have, we are able to really keep our margins down and still make the money we need to, you know, have a profit, but give customers, you know, great pricing year round.
Keep it fresh, keep the produce rotated, you know, stack them high, right, and make a profit on it. That's always the best, man. Obviously since COVID, inflation, everything's been trimming our margins from the grower, packer, shippers, all the way to the retail levels. I said it the other night in the panel, is that, listen, we're still paying the prices for the fruit. We're not going into a fruit and saying, nah, we're not going to buy oranges. Nah, we're not going to buy strawberries. We're still going through. Are we a little bit more price conscious? Yeah, we are. But at the end of the day, we're still going to buy our blueberries. We're still going to buy our corn. We're still going to buy all this. But you're going to probably make a difference in looking at it and say, well, am I going to buy two bundles of bananas, you know what I mean, for $6 or $7? Or am I going to buy one cantaloupe for $9?
Exactly.
Right? You might just get a little different with your substitutes and what you're going to do. But heck, I know bananas are normally a leader in all the produce categories. So I said bananas out there. Yeah. So talk to me, you know, Kevin, your staple item, you know, you're in grocery, you know, what is your go-to if you're going to have a snackable produce item for the week?
I mean, obviously grapes and berries are always a huge one. Apples are another one. You know, year round people want berries and apples. Pineapple, stuff like that. So you're always looking to have good pricing on your staple items, you know, year-round as much as you can. It has been tough, you know, after COVID and everything. And, you know, the consumers definitely notice these rising prices. And, you know, we're definitely not out to gouge them. It's just as surprising for me as a buyer when I hear my salesman give me a price. And it's uncomfortable. It really is uncomfortable for me to charge, you know, some of the prices that we are. But unfortunately, it's just the way it is. But that's where, you know, at Woodman's, we strive to have really good quality. So if you're going to be paying the higher prices, we at least want to make sure that you're going to get a good, solid quality product for, you know, for your buck. Because we all work really hard for our money, and, you know, we want to stretch it out and get the best stuff we can for, you know, for the best prices.
100%. And you know what, Kevin? I got to end this note with, hey, got to keep it fresh, right?
Absolutely.
Keep the product fresh. Keep that produce stacked and have a great time. So I appreciate you coming on, and we'll see you on the showroom floor.
Yeah, thanks, Patrick. Thanks for having me.
Well, everyone, Ross has been teeing them up pretty good, walking the trade showroom floor and finding dynamite companies and introducing some new people to me and, you know, some current people that, you know, I've known about. So today we have another gentleman that is on the line. Ross and Daniel both found him. They said, listen, you have to speak to John Manfredi. Been in the industry for years, running cold storages, running logistics, overall having a great time, but providing value within the supply chain. So, John, welcome to the show today.
Thank you.
Great to have you. So being here in Indianapolis, my first indie showcase, first time here, reporting for the podcast and Citrus as well. But talk to me, you know, you've been around the game for a while. The team here was telling you how dedicated you've been. Talk to me about what you're doing here in Indy and for the Indianapolis fruit team.
I've been coming to Indianapolis since 1978. I first came here with mushrooms from our farm to Joe Mascari, who owned Indianapolis Fruit. After meeting Joe, I met Paul Piazza from Piazza Produce. They took me in like a son. Next thing I knew, I met all the nephews and the nieces, and we've been doing business since 1978, and it's been a great relationship for both families.
So as you can hear, everyone, relationships are key in the produce and supply chain industry. As my family is third generation, my grandmother, John, worked at the grocery store in the produce department. My father then worked at that same grocery store as a bagger. Back then, you were able to get promoted from stocking shelves. You know, corporate saw you, came in, patted you on the back and said, hey, you're going to come work for us in the big leagues. Well, Dad ended up working for corporate, then getting into farming, and then guess what? The kids got into farming. But Dad has always told me, one, don't sell to anybody you don't know. Don't do business with people you don't know. And that's what I'm hearing. It's about relationships. And it seems like, you know, that's the relationship that you guys started years and years ago.
The funny part of that story was in 1978, when I met Paul Piazza, he asked me if he could buy mushrooms from me. And I said, yes, sir. I said to him, how many boxes do you use a week? He said, I use 10 on Sunday, 10 on Wednesday, 10 on Friday. That 10, 10, 10 turned out to be 7 trailers a week now.
Wow, look at that. So from, you know, think about it. No one wants to take a 10-box order anymore, do they, right? They're like, I don't want to take that. But some of our starts come from 10 boxes. You know, how many times do we go to a retailer nowadays? You know, no one can just come in and service a big Walmart or a Publix. No one can do that. You start a little bit slow. You say, hey, what about a pallet? Let me show you my quality. Let me show you my service. And then if you like me, well, maybe we can build up to those 7 loads a week, right?
That's how it all starts out, 10 boxes. From there, we've been in business 90 years in my family, and we don't realize that the customers we have. I've been with Indianapolis Fruit since 78, Piazza Produce 78, and the Midwest for a lot of people since 78.
The 70s, baby. So, John, talk to me a little bit. We want to leave a legacy to the up-and-coming generations. As I said, I'm a millennial. I'm on the tail end of it now. I'm almost 40. But again, I felt like I was trained in this industry the right way, right? I know how to skirt trees. I know how to spray copper, right, on oranges. But what kind of advice would you leave to the up-and-coming generations that are in the industry today?
You got to go to work every day, 7 days a week. You're either going to have a career 5 days a week, or I wanted to make money. So I work 7 days a week, and you save your money. Don't spend it. Save it.
Well, there you go, everyone. Listen to the words of wisdom from decades of generations in the industry. John Manfredi. Hey, John, again, let's do this. Favorite snackable produce item on the go for your weekly go-to-go?
Grapes.
He said it, grapes, everyone. All right, we'll see you on the showroom floor, John. Another great subject matter expert, Manfredi Cold Storage and Logistics. A lot of good information coming out of John, and a longtime dedicated partner to Indianapolis Fruit Company. Now, as Ross was walking the showroom floor, he ran by one of the booths and was like, wait a minute. This is a choice sponsor of the podcast. So we have Jack Vandenberg that we brought on. We have Nicole Papp who's joining us. She's got a table full of Citrus, the Sunrays brand, and all types of fun. So, Nicole, welcome to the show today.
So happy to be here and finally meet you, Patrick.
Hey, we were just talking off the mic that I haven't met your brother yet in person, but we have now met in person. So, John, sorry, you got something to be jealous about.
Yeah, beat you to the punch, John. You got to catch up.
Little brother, sister love there. So, listen, you know, new sponsor to the podcast. We're looking at learning a lot more of your items. I've learned about the 100-plus year history of Jack Vandenberg. You know, it's going to be on the podcast in the next couple weeks. And I remember your brother was like, listen, we're packing 100 years plus of history into a 30-minute podcast. There's so much more to this company than people think.
Yeah, definitely. It started 100 years ago. It's been in the family since then. And it's a really cute story of how our family got involved. So our father, Ed Papp, he got to know Fred Vandenberg in Holland when they were about 10 years old. They were neighbors. My dad actually used to pick on Fred a little bit, and their mothers brought them together to reconcile. And since then, they have been best friends. And my dad got into the company in his early 20s, and that's what brought him here to America and us kids as well.
And it's like the rest is history. From horse and buggy, auctioning off produce, to now everything that we have today, from innovation, from technology, and everything that we go through in the produce and supply chain industry. I'm learning more about Jack Vandenberg. Again, there's products out there, all imported products that I'm learning about. Again, from pomegranates to citrus and more. I was able to try the Sunrays this last year. And I told you even off the mic, these grapes were the largest grapes that I had ever seen for a red seedless grape. It was amazing.
Yeah, especially with a Sunrays label, we're going to make sure it is the highest quality. We make sure we get from the best growers. They're inspected so that you are getting the best fruit when you get a Sunrays bag. And along with that, all the fruit is non-GMO, no antibiotics. It's going to be the best of the best you can get.
The best of the best. So, Nicole, your go-to produce item, and again, no political answer like, oh, I love my Sunrays. Sorry, John. You know, what's your go-to produce item if you're going to have a snack on the road?
Wow, that's a hard one. I would say it probably honestly would be grapes. I'm just thinking what's going to be the easiest and the best. And my daughter, I have a 7-year-old. She loves grapes. So between grapes and clementines, I'm going to go for the less messy option. Definitely do the grapes.
Grapes or clementines. I'm a citrus guy. I'm always picking citrus. But, you know, Quentin Rowe, our Florida citrus sponsor, said citrus has to pass the steering wheel test, meaning that you should be able to peel it, right, a tangerine, and not be all sticky and go back. Your hands will be able to go back on the steering wheel.
I hope no people who keep an eye on the roads is listening to this, any law enforcement. But I would not trust myself, even with the best peeling of clementines, to do that. But I'm sure there's some pretty savvy drivers out there.
Move over, DOT, and do not watch any produce people's cards. Well, Nicole, I appreciate you coming on today. I appreciate you being at the show. And we'll see you on the showroom floor. Another great interview that Ross picked up off the showroom floor. Now, the Indy Fruit Showcase is just about done. We've had a lot of great people that have stopped by the booth. I've tried a lot of great products. People have brought some food over to me because I've been sitting here having a great time with all of our guests. Now, we wanted to close this episode. We're going to have Ross come back on. But before that, we are bringing on Steve Grindstead of the Fresh Edge Group. Now, Steve is the man. He is the legend here. He's walking the showroom floors. He's checking out all the fresh produce. He's making sure that all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed. So, Steve, it's great to have you. I've seen you around other shows. It's just great to be able to sit with you now and have a conversation.
It's great to be here, and I always admire all the work that you do, and we really appreciate you being here. I think everybody's having a lot of fun, and I'm just glad to be here.
I mean, what other showcases can you just sit with produce right on your table, talk produce, and eat produce without, you know, getting anything on the suit, I would say, because we're not wearing suits, Steve.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a real casual atmosphere, and people just feel like they can just, go through and find things that they're interested in and have the time to talk to people accordingly. So it's a great event.
You know, and what's great about the event is that we get to try new products. So a lot of the vendors are bringing products, talking about their products. It's not just a normal show, right, that you're just going and saying, hey, I got lemons or I got this. It's introducing what products are offerings, what's new, what's out there, what's innovative, how to merchandise these products. Heck, talk with some of the grocery stores and figure out what can we do to increase their produce department.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's all about wooing the consumer. And, we're constantly looking for new products that inspire them and get their imaginations going for whether they're cooking or for restaurants or, you know, wherever the product might be used. And so it's a, you know, great opportunity for the suppliers and growers to get that product out for everybody to see, and then they, you know, take it back to their stores and market it to the consumers. So it's a great opportunity to do that.
That's what it's about. Like I said, I've got some Driscoll strawberries in front of me. We tried some grapes from the grapery earlier. A lot of products that can boost your produce department. Now, Steve, the Fresh Edge Group is growing. We're watching it. We're seeing it grow. Any planned new, anything new on the horizon that we can expect from the group?
Yeah, you know, we're really proud of the Fresh Edge Group. We've you know, we started out with two first-class companies with Indianapolis Fruit and Piazza Produce, and then we've really just been building and building more and more quality companies. So, you know, what we're building is a family of best-in-class fresh food distributors, and we're not near done with that. We're actually still in the early stage of that process and that life, so there's still a lot more growth and excitement to go. But, you know, it's not about growing to grow. We're all about creating value for our customers, creating value for our growers and our suppliers, and creating value for all of our people. So, you know, when we really think about the business, we've grown dramatically in revenue, but that's not how we think about it. We think about how can we create the most value.
I love it. Creating value, creating relationships, and creating loyalty with your vendors, your customers, and all throughout the supply chain. So, Steve, I want to thank you for coming on the show, giving your words of wisdom and how to have fun in produce, and we'll see you on the trade showroom floor.
Sounds great, Patrick. Thanks so much, and have a great day. Thanks for being here.
Ross, you teed up a lot of good interviews today. I was going to say, I thought you were lost, but I found you. We're right here again. And we got to close this episode out, man.
Yeah, it's been fun. You know, kept bringing people on over. I know it's a little bit longer episode than normal, but we got some good content. Had to get some people on here.
Yeah, I agree, man. I think it was a great time, a great episode. We had a lot of subject matter experts. Some of the panelists, actually, from the day before jumped on. We were able to talk about what they chatted about, some of their passion, what grocery stores and marketplaces are looking for when it comes to vendors, and all-around fun, man.
Yep, a lot. There was a lot of good education. We probably should have recorded it and done some things about it, but it's been a good trade show, a lot of good things, and
it's packed, man. One of the things that I will say, it is extremely packed. The showroom floor is packed. We've had a lot of people coming by and asking about the grapery grapes. So, Madeline, shout out again, because we've had a lot of people thinking I was the grapery booth. So, you might need to get with Ross on that next year and create some of those weekend winners, because we had a lot of feedback on those. Overall, though, meeting new people, creating new relationships, and, you know, supporting any fruit.
And we appreciate it. A lot of good information to share here. This podcast is going to be a ton of good information to come out. A lot of good vendor support here. A lot of cool new items. I mean, you're looking at the Ugly Company over there with what they're doing with the dried fruit, trying to preserve waste, to Fruit World, to juices. You know, like you said, everything from A to Z.
Literally. Asparagus to zucchini, or for you apple lovers out there, apples through zucchini, okay? So, everyone, we've had a great time here at the showcase. Again, from education to merchandising to showing how to keep the consumer and be relevant in the produce and supply chain industry. Ross, as Dan the Produce Man says, it's always best
when you get an Indie Fruit Fresh. And now to the after party.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get new, fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.